Thinking about joining us in Indianapolis for the Gospel Coalition's 2024 Women's Conference? The regular rate price of $259 goes up to $299 on May 8th. This is your final chance to save on your registration. Join us June 20th to 22nd to feast together on the words of Jesus with keynote messages from Jen Wilkin, Melissa Kruger, David Platt, and more, and featuring worship music led by Shane and Shane. Sign up before the price increases on May 8th at tgcw24.org.
September 11. 2 Samuel 6. 1 Corinthians 16. Ezekiel 14. Psalm 55. David would doubtless make many of us uncomfortable if he lived today. He was such an intense man, exuberant in his pleasures, crushed in his discouragement, powerful in his leadership, unrestrained in his worship. One occasion that displays much of the man displays no less of God, bringing the Ark of the Covenant, and presumably the entire tabernacle, up to Jerusalem. 2 Samuel chapter 6. David does not send down a few clerics, the designated Levites, and no more. He gathers 30,000 crack troops and representatives from the whole house of Israel, to say nothing of musicians and choirs. When Uzzah stretches forth his hand to stabilize the ark because the oxen pulling the cart have stumbled, the Lord's anger burned against Uzzah because of his irreverent act. Therefore God struck him down, and he died there beside the ark of God. Verse 7. That certainly put a damper on the festivities. David is both angry with God, verse 8, and afraid of him, verse 9. For the time being, he resolves not to bring the Ark of the Lord up to Jerusalem. Certainly there is something in most of us that silently thinks David is right. Yet all along, God has been profoundly concerned to eradicate any hint that he is nothing more than a talisman, a controllable God, some godlet akin to other neighborhood godlets. One of his strongest prohibitions was not to touch the Ark or look inside it. Indeed, on the latter point, 70 men of Beth Shemesh had paid with their lives a bare generation earlier. 1 Samuel chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. See the meditation for August 15, when they had ignored the edict. Our text calls Uzzah's act irreverent. Chapter 6, verse 7. What made it irreverent or profane was not that Uzzah was malicious, but that there was no reverent fear before his eyes, no careful distinction between all that God says is holy and what is merely common. The horror of profanity is identical. People say they don't mean anything by it when they take the Lord's name in vain. That's precisely the point. They don't mean anything by it. God will not be treated that way. The ark remains with Obed-Edom for 3 months, and he experiences so much blessing that David becomes interested again. Verses 11 and 12. Blessing and reverence go hand in hand, and David, and we, had better realize it. Michal turns out to be her father's daughter. She's more interested in pomp, form, royal robes, and personal dignity than in exuberant worship. Verse 16. She despises David precisely because he is so God-centered he cares very little about his persona. People constantly fretting about what others think of them cannot be absorbed by the sheer God-awareness and God-centeredness that characterize all true worship.